Off the ball. Rugby.
This opens the door for Sam Prendergast again. And it's important you don't dismiss this guy, because I know he's had his issues defensively and from a physical point of view, but he's still a very talented 10 and very young, and obviously would be great for the Irish team.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. The LOI Wrap-Up.
Catch live and exclusive commentary of the League of Ireland Men's Premier Division.
All season on Off the Ball.
Welcome along to this week's edition of the LOI Wrap-Up. I'm Ross Fannigan. On today's episode, Drogheda claim Laird throne, the Saints survive Laidon, Longford shock the Rebels, and the LOI teams in Europe prepare for their second legs. But first, St. Patrick's Athletic almost saw their title challenges slip away in the ORC last night until they secured a late point against Waterford in a 1-1 draw. Conor Noonan put the Blues 1-up late into the first half, and Graeme Coughlin's side almost had a penalty before that until it was reversed by the assistant referee. Waterford could not hold on, however, with the Saints pushing for an equaliser until the end, which they got after Aidan Keane was brought down in injury time. The Pats forward converted, keeping his side in the running against their Dublin rivals at the head of the table. Pats manager Stephen Kenny spoke to club media following the draw.
There were difficult opponents tonight, the front two, front three really, with two and the number 10, and obviously they're quite direct, you have to deal with it, and they caused us problems. You know, they caused us problems, but we kept fighting, and all of the substitutes, all five substitutes, made a good contribution and helped us get back in the game, and that was important.
St. Patrick's Athletic still sit in third on 42 points with the game in hand over Bowes and Rovers, while Waterford are in ninth, 1 point ahead of Sligo Rovers, who play this evening. It's a big weekend for the wee county. Before the Gaelic footballers head to Croke Park this afternoon, County Laird put on a show as Drogheda United took the bragging rights over Dundalk at Oriel Park last night. The Lilywhites took the lead through Jamie O'Ruby in the first half, but it was a second half brace from Dublin Shane Farrell which brought the Boynesiders their first derby win in the league for over 2 years. Finney Perth was alongside Stephen Dole for a live and exclusive commentary last night and had this to say at full time.
Yeah, I don't think anyone expected, even 35 minutes into the game, Dundalk were totally in control. They were dominant, they were harder working, they showed more energy and more legs, and all of a sudden Drogheda inched their way back into it. Kevin said calm, he didn't overly make a change. Once Dundalk never got to second, all of a sudden Drogheda got back into it. Brilliant from Shane Farrell. First free kick is a thing of beauty, goes over the wall, disputed free kick, but the second is an outstanding finish, enough and good enough to win any game of football, and it was enough for Drogheda to win this game of football. Outstanding from them. They were much, much the better side. Dundalk, sort of strength and depth off the bench, has probably affected them tonight.
Yep, this is going to be a tough one for Kieran Kilduff and his men, because this is their third defeat in a row. It's their worst one really since they come back into the top flights. But they are now on 35.6 off St. Patrick's Athletic. They were still trailing down at Waterford, but what's he going to do now to turn things around, I suppose, after the blow of losing on Kenny as well?
Yeah, I think he's got to get a couple of reinforcements in. I'm not sure there's the money here, and that's okay if it's not, because you can't overspend. Dundalk have sort of made a lot of mistakes over the last number of years, so you have to do things the right way, so I'm okay with that. The glass is half full in Oriel Park. The glass is half full. Fans and people around need to know that. The 35 points, the 10 points clear, Drogheda. A lot of Dundalk fans feel that the referee hasn't been overly good to him tonight. I'm not sure he's been overly good to Drogheda either, to be fair. So a really strong performance from both teams, from Drogheda in the second half. For Dundalk, they've got to lick their wounds. They're good enough to go and win games, but they will have moments and phases like this, and that comes from that sort of inexperience in the dressing room at times, and the lack of strength and depth, you would say, in the squad. So probably a fair result, I would say, tonight. Dundalk done enough and for 35 minutes to be more than one clear, and once they didn't, Drogheda showed their experience and why you'd fear for Sligo Rovers, I would say, now, because Waterford feel like they're not stopping anytime soon.
Stephen later caught up with Drogheda manager Kevin Doherty.
Real, true grit, determination, all that stuff that has been in our DNA for the last, whatever, number of years, certainly showed that. I thought the first goal that they get, they were the better side in the first half, so no doubt about it. But again, everything, like, coming up here, no supporters, it was hard for the lads. Because again, everything, every tackle they win, every throw in they win, every there's a cheer, it gets up, and we'd nothing. Tried to adopt all the kids in there as if they were the oldest. But
Stephen also spoke to Dundalk manager Kieran Kilduff following the match.
Yeah, look, we're on a, I suppose, an evolution. We, you know, I think because of the great start we've had, there's almost this expectation that we're going to be like that every week. We've had great runs, great performance, poor performances. I thought we were really good last week and lost a game. We've played worse than that and won games. This week, though, I think the real frustration for me is, I think for 55 minutes we really did look the better team. I was expecting us to go on hopefully and get the second or third. When that didn't come, just the swing of the game, and we didn't have the answers for it tonight collectively, so we'll just have to take that one on the chin, debrief and go again.
Last night in the First Division, Athlone Town put themselves close to the playoff place with a 2-0 win at home to Cove Ramblers. Bray Wanderers gave playoff rivals UCD a 6-0 drubbing at the Carlisle Grounds. Longford Town shook Cork City late on to secure a 4-3 win at Bishopsgate. Treaty United got a 1-0 win to Finn Harps, and Wexford and Kerry played out a 2-2 draw. Tonight there is just one match in the Premier Division as the Connacht Derby takes centre stage at Pearse Stadium as Galway United take on Sligo Rovers at their temporary home at 5 o'clock. Both teams are looking to propel themselves away from possible relegation, with Galway sitting an 8th 4 points ahead of the Bitterroyd, who recently moved to the bottom. Sligo Rovers captain Will Fitzgerald spoke to club media ahead of this evening's huge encounter.
Oh, it's a massive game this weekend. I think I'll speak for the whole group when I say we owe the fans a good derby performance. We were quite poor in the first two games, and look, it's difficult when we feel like we're playing well these last couple of weeks but we're not picking up results. But there's been a real buzz around the group this week, especially with the new faces in the building. So look, everyone's raring to go and we can't wait for tomorrow.
There are 5 Women's Premier Division fixtures today, with a sole one tomorrow. At 3 o'clock, it's bottom versus top as Cork City welcome Athlone Town to Turner's Cross, and DLR Waves play Bohemians at UCD Bowl. At 4 o'clock, Shelburne take on Waterford at Toker Park, while at 5 o'clock, Treaty United travel to Dublin to take on Piemont United. Finally, Sligo Rovers face Wexford at the Showgrounds at 7:35. And on Sunday, second place Galway United take on Shamrock Rovers at temporary home Moyne Villa. During the week, 3 out of the 4 League of Ireland teams in Europe play their second leg of their ties, as Shamrock Rovers welcome Floriana and Malta to Tata Stadium in the Champions League first qualifying round on Tuesday night, hoping to turn over a 2-0 deficit. On Wednesday's LOI pod, Vinnie Purr talked about how Rovers can reverse their misfortunes in the return leg.
Yeah, I think it's a really poor result, but at the same time, Irish clubs should never take for granted going away in Europe but to anybody and winning comfortably. You were off their levels and you got punished. So that's what happens in European football. It's so, so difficult. Albeit it's the Maltese champion, so people will probably look down their nose and sneer at Rovers. But they have won their league last year, so therefore that side has something about them. Rovers are missing something at the moment. They're rebuilding. When you look at the back three, it's not a Shamrock Rovers back three. They go away from home over the last 10, 12 years. We know Corey O'Sullivan, you know, it's got to be an outstanding player. Enda Stevens was the other one. And
Lee Grace.
Was it Grace? Grace, yeah. So it's not what you'd expect with Shamrock Rovers. Really disappointing night for them. They need to win that tie because I think the Irish champions should be in Conference League football as a minimum, unless you get a really fortunate draw.
Yeah.
So keep turning around.
You can listen back to the full LOI pod in your OTP podcast feeds. Should the Hoops bear out of the Champions League, they play the loser Kanos Algiris of Lithuania and Drita of Kosovo in the Conference League second qualifying round. That tie is currently level at 1-1. Derry City, meanwhile, fought back against CSKA Sofia to bring a 3-2 deficit back to the Brian McBride Bannerwell Stadium on Thursday night. On yesterday's Off the Wall Breakfast, Keith Tracy talked about the importance of that late goal means for Derry.
Yeah, home advantage in these games is crucial, isn't it? When you can get a team back to your home venue, particularly for a second leg, and if the game is still in the balance, it's crucial.
Absolutely massive. I always liked in the European games, I always liked being away for us, because you suffer that little bit more, you bog it down, you make it ugly, and you're in the back of your head, you're always thinking, our real game starts next week. We're going to have a real good go off you next week. And to be fair, Derry score 2 goals over there. They will be fairly confident that Sofia won't score 2 crackers like they did in the return leg. But all to play for. And like I say, a lot of people said when the draws were made with Bowes and Shamrock Rovers, Shelbourne, we don't know who they're playing just yet, but a lot of people were saying to me that Derry have got the hardest draw, and the fact that they're still in it with the return leg to come is a good sign.
You can tune into Off the Bar Breakfast Monday to Friday from 7:30 a.m. on YouTube or the Goalhead app. Should they win, they face the winner of Qarabag of Azerbaijan and Vestry of Iceland. Qarabag currently lead that tie 3-0. Should the Candy Stripes lose, they face Rijeka of Croatia, who beat Shelburne in the Europa League qualifiers last summer. Bohemians, however, were the only Irish side to win their first leg, getting a 2-0 win over St. Joseph's of Gibraltar in Dennymount Park. Should they keep the lead, they face the winner of Kona's Quay Nomads of Wales and Balkany of Kosovo. Balkany currently hold a 1-0 lead. Finally, Shelburne enter the Conference League second qualifying round next week, awaiting the winner of Linfield of Northern Ireland and Nomo Kalju of Estonia. Nomo Kalju currently hold a 1-0 lead after the first leg in that tie. Next Friday, the second round of the FAI Cup begins with all LOI and Premier and First Division sides entering this stage of the competition. On Friday at 7:45, Athlone Town host non-league Middleton of Cork, Drogheda United welcome Dublin side Lucan, Finn Harps face Bray Wanderers, Galway United play non-league Crumlin United, Kerry host Shelburne at Mount Hawk Park, 2025 Leinster Senior League champion St Mochta's host Dundalk, St Patrick's Athletic play Wexford at Richmond Park, Treaty United host UCD in an all First Division tie, Waterford face Cove Ramblers at the RC, and it's a repeat of last year's final as Cork City travelled to Tallaght Stadium hoping for a reversal in fortunes after their 2-0 defeat to Shamrock Rovers in November. On Saturday, Bangor Celtic play College Corinthians at 2 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, Douglas Hall hosts Castlebar Celtic. At 5 o'clock, Baldoyle United play Longford Town. And at 6 o'clock, Janesborough Limerick welcome Sligo Rovers. Finally, at Sunday at 4 o'clock, Derry City face Dublin side Toco Rovers. Bohemians received a walkover into the third round following Ringman's Rangers' unfulfillment of the fixture. The amateur Cork side received a 5-year ban from the competition, a €5,000 fine and a 3-year ban from the FAI Intermediate Cup following the debacle. That is all we have time for in this week's edition of the LOI Wrap-Up. I'm Ross Flanagan. You can get more in-depth analysis, reaction and news from across the League of Ireland and Off the Ball, including the LOI Pod on Wednesday with Stephen Dole, Vinnie Perth and Garrett McGlynn, LOI Late Night with Ben Simon, Shane Keegan and you, the fans, our live commentary in 2 weeks, as well as our Irish football focus segments across Off the Ball and OTB Breakfast. I'll be back in a fortnight when the league action returns. Take care.
The LOI Wrap-Up.
Catch live and exclusive commentary of the League of Ireland Men's Premier Division.
All season on Off the Ball.